Oh, the green and red mayo, I can see it still. It's soft and craggy boglands, it's tall majestic hills, where the ocean kisses Ireland, the waves caress its shore. Oh, the feeling it came over me, stay forevermore,
Hope that song won't be sung over the weekend. Both on Saturday and Sunday, Kerry take on Mayo in the Electric Ireland GAA Football All-Ireland Minor Semi-Final on Saturday at 2:45 p.m. in O'Connor Park in Tullamore. And then, of course, Sunday, the All-Ireland Senior Quarter-Final in Croke Park in Dublin. So Mayo is the focus for Kerry GAA fans this weekend. That is for sure. To find out more and see what's happening in Mayo, what the fans are feeling like, how confident otherwise they are both about their minors and seniors, we've Sean Michael McGinty of the Mayo GAA banter page, who's going to talk to us in line now. Sean, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Hi, how are you doing? I'm just, after hearing that song, and it brought great delight to my morning.
You're inspired, Sean. You're inspired. How inspired are Mayo fans feeling heading into this weekend? We'll talk about the minor match first. Look, it can go either way, cars always with minors. That's the old cliche. But would you be confident in O'Connor Park and Tullamore?
Of course, it would be. The Mayo Minors, of course, are the last provincial winners still left in the competition. I'd be expecting them to really bring a great game to Kerry on Saturday. It's real pity it won't be on Sunday alongside the senior match.
Yeah, but, lots of people are questioning, lots of sets of fans and supporters, journalists not happy as well. Something couldn't be worked out that they could be both on the same place around the same time.
It would be the perfect idea, really, so that both Mayo and Kerry supporters could get behind their team. And as well, then the other match, semi-final, is Galway and Derry. So I'm sure on the Saturday, Derry fans would love to have that game on at the same time as well.
Yeah, yeah, it certainly would. They certainly would. And look, it's going to be one of those things that will come down to it on the day. To the senior game, Sean, look, what kind of shape are Mayo in? A lot of injury concerns, both long-term and short-term as well, for you to contend with ahead of Sunday.
Yes, information now has been kind of sketchy for us here in Mayo, but we're expecting that players should be making the subs bench at least that are rumoured to be injured, and we're hoping that they're going to be fully fit to come on as well. And as well as that, I believe Kerry has some issues as well with their team injuries.
Yeah, with David Clifford, a question over him, whether you know he'll be playing or not. We'll have to wait probably till Sunday afternoon to find out. Is Ryan O'Donoghue a doubt, Sean?
Ryan O'Donoghue is rumoured to be a doubt. Yes, he is. There's a possibility he might play, but we're expecting him to be on the bench.
Yeah, yeah. So he might come back in and might play at some stage. How important is he to ye over the last, I suppose, 2 years, 3 years, really?
Since Killian O'Connor's injury last season, he's been a major sideline. He's been a major miss for us now. When Killian O'Connor got injured last season, he was a great benefit to the team, and he really stepped up to the mark. We're expecting to miss him majorly, but as Mayo have shown time and time again, we should manage without a key player like him as well.
Cross the line of midfielder Jordan Flynn is well expected to start as well, and Padraig O'Hora probably will start again against Kerry as well. It'll be a changed team, I'd imagine. Certainly a changed team from the league when Kerry played Mayo, I'd imagine.
Yes, it will be a changed team, all right. And this is our third meeting this season, so I got to attend both games already this season, the league final and our match in Tralee. And I'm looking forward now to this on Sunday and, of course, the minors on Saturday.
Yeah.
But while this changed team, and Kerry are deservingly to be favourites for this match, given their 5-in-a-row minor team that won. 5-in-a-row, I'm correct in saying that.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, so these players are coming now to the fore for Kerry. And Kerry deserve their tag as favourites, but as Mayo have shown over the past seasons, and there's no reason why they can't cause a bit of an upset on Sunday.
Yeah, Jack O'Connor has been talking about Mayo, and look, you would say, look, he would say this, of course, but he's been pointing to similarities between the journey that Mayo are on at the moment and the journey that Kerry went on their way to winning an All-Ireland in 2009 through the qualifiers. Not especially impressive in any of their games through the qualifiers, but then they hit Croke Park and really took off for the rest of the season. How have the games been? How have you been feeling? How are Mayo fans feeling about, you know, Monaghan and Kildare and the way kind of Mayo came into those games? Are they a work in progress, and is it going to be an improvement on Sunday, do you think?
I think how you describe them games is that they were just going through the motions, I think. While the Mayo should have been much more impressive in those games, they have suffered injuries. The game in Galway, they weren't against Galway earlier in the championship, they were not impressive at all. And with the number of injuries it has since then, I think they were kind of allowed to have these games to a degree where they didn't have to perform very well. But the thing is, they still got through them. They got through these games, and I think that they're the stronger for it.
Yeah, and that is the issue, I suppose, when it comes down to it. The thing about this Mayo team, with all you've been through over the last number of years, Sean, is that you to an extent, you never know what's going to happen. Some days they go out and they can kick everything that goes over the bar. Other days, not so great. But well used to performing brilliantly well in Croke Park and taking down big scalps, most notably, I suppose, Dublin in the semi-final last year.
Yeah, and you have to remember that Mayo were in the last two All-Ireland finals,
yeah,
and that has taken quite a toll on the team, really, as that first of those finals was held in winter, which was a bit unusual, and yeah. Then only a few months later was the second All-Ireland final against Tyrone. So really, with that experience, I'm expecting Mayo and Kerry to give a great game on Sunday.
Finally, Sean, look, he comes in for a lot of criticism, unfair a lot of times, I think, but Aidan O'Shea's role, where he's played, what he does, how James Horan will use him, is that a big focus, a big question for Mayo fans this weekend?
That is a question, but we have to remember that Aidan does play a major role in the team, and I'm expecting him to come to the fore again on Sunday. It is a question, of course, where he will play, but I'm expecting him to be really up for this game.
Where do you think he will play?
I would say he will be more on the forward line, but he will be drifting back as well.
Yeah, yeah, and playing a defensive role, a physical defensive role, as he always does. Okay, listen, yeah. Sean, look, thanks so much for talking to us in the programme. We'll see how it goes. It'll be interesting.
Just before I quickly go there, I'd like to also say hi to everyone I know in Imperial Kerry. I'm currently a student there studying TV, radio and new media.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant stuff. That's right. You know us very well here, that's for sure, Sean. Well, listen, we won't wish you well on Saturday or Sunday in terms of your teams, but hopefully we'll make it through. But it'll be an interesting game, set of games, that's for sure. And thanks a million for talking to us in the programme this morning.
Okay. Thanks very much.